Morning. Joining me live over the air in studio is Mr. Dan Ordina, CEO of Star Valley Health. Good morning, Mr. Ordina. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Duke. Always good to be with you.
Appreciate you hopping on the air today and some exciting things coming up for Star Valley Health. And the Alpine Clinic looks fantastic, and it sounds like you're about ready to open the doors.
Yep. August 31st, 4 o'clock, we're doing ribbon cutting. And it's been a long time waiting for this building to be put in place, but we're just extraordinarily excited to have a bigger presence, in the Alpine area, and a lot of people have put a lot of hard work into it, and it's a beautiful facility. Now, this isn't going to be our first ribbon cutting this summer. We opened up a 5,000 square foot facility down in Bridger Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So we've expanded our footprint down there as well.
Yeah. So this Alpine Clinic, of course, you had urgent care for a number of years in Alpine. And so just expanding the services. But you tried to build a building in a weird time to build buildings. So what was that process like trying to get this thing completed in a reasonable time amidst, I mean, COVID and inflation?
Well, you're absolutely correct. the supply chains were very difficult to deal with as well. But we had a great general contractor. Mike Hunsaker, our chief operating officer, took the lead on the project, and I can't tell you enough how much the board and myself and all of Star Valley Health appreciate what he's done to make sure that facility is where it is today. And so it takes a team, as everybody knows, and we've got a fantastic team of people that have overcome the challenges.
So, of course, you mentioned the ribbon cutting, and the opening is going to take place 2 weeks from today, August 31st. That's a Wednesday. Tell us what you'll be doing that day. Sounds like you'll have some tours and some giveaways, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, you named it. We just want to give people a chance to see the design and the flow of the new facility. We have 10,000 square feet of shelled space that we have future plans for with emergency care and also subspecialty care. So that's going to be happening in the next 12 months. We're currently, campaigning for funds to have those services materialize. So it's all about just getting the community out, allowing them to kick the tire, so to speak, and be able to have some fun with some prizes and ask questions and, get connected with their community.
Dan Ordina in studio today with Star Valley Health and talking about the Alpine Clinic opening up 2 weeks from today and that open house and the ribbon cutting. So tell us about the services that will be offered at this Alpine facility. I'm assuming family clinic, urgent care, those things continue?
Yeah. So family practice, medicine, primary care is just it's so important in our communities just to have that base of access of care. There will be urgent care there as well. There will be specialty clinics. So we'll have various specialties come and offer services there, orthopedics, dermatology. We just recruited a cardiologist that's here in the Valley full-time, David Gonzalez, and he is fantastic. And then as we recruit OBGYN, ENT, and other specialties that the Valley needs to have a robust healthcare delivery system, those physicians will also rotate through Alpine.
And you mentioned the shell space, and so my understanding is you've got quite a bit of room in this facility to expand those services even more, and part of that plan is some ER services down the road. Is that correct?
Yeah. This past year, we had a monumental merging of EMS services in the Valley, and Star Valley Health is taking on the financial risk of supporting, Thane EMS, Alpine EMS, as well as Afton. And having those resources combined and that coordination taking place, I think we're going to be able to deliver some amazing emergency care to the Valley.
I'm sure Alpine area is excited to hear that because you've been going to Jackson or Afton, right, for those types of that type of care.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can't say enough about the government officials and the town of Alpine and how they have worked with us to make this a reality. I just wanted to express how much we appreciate the level of engagement by so many people to support us in putting that building up there.
Mr. Daniel Ordina in studio today, CEO of Star Valley Health. And again, 2 weeks from today is the ribbon cutting and the open house, tours, prizes, all kinds of things happening at the new Alpine Clinic, which will open up right at the stoplight is where you find that in Alpine. Just say the Star Valley stoplight, you know exactly where it is, right?
It's so true.
So anything else about this event coming up in 2 weeks you want to mention?
I think you've nailed all the highlights. But it really is just a celebration. The valley's growing, and as we grow, we've got to be able to make sure that people have easier access to affordable health care, and that's challenging in and of itself. We just want to make sure that people know, from the employees, from the board, from the medical staff, how much we appreciate their support. And we want to be there for people and deliver exceptional care where they feel like they're the center of the universe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it all begins, it runs from 4 to 7, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
4 to 7 on Wednesday the 31st. Well, Mr. Ordina, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Duke. Appreciate it.
It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.